Good morning. I'm very glad here to present our work about VNFS. This is a work in collaboration with IBM Research Amazon and Old Mill High School. VNFS is an optimization to NFS, a network file system, which is an IETF standardized storage protocol that provides transparent remote file access. NFS allows remote files to be accessed by clients as if they are local files. So NFS has to overcome the high network bandwidth between the client and the server. Specifically, we focus on NFS v4 component procedure, which is a new feature of patching multiple operations inside one single RPC. Compound is a great feature, and here's the background and the problem compounds are trying to solve. This is an old NFS setup where the NFS server process clients request to files stored in rotating hard disk. NFS suffered from the narrow network bandwidth and long latency in network and disks. However, computer technology have improved a lot over the past 30 years, and the first is the network bandwidth has become orders of magnitude larger. Second, a rotating hard disk has been replaced by flash devices with high bandwidth and low latency. However, the network latency has only small improvement and becomes often the bottleneck of modern NFS. The idea of compound is to put multiple operations in one RPC so that the high network bandwidth is amortized. It's a good idea that make good use of the abundant network bandwidth and at the same time improve latency. For example, we can request to read 3 files at a time and then get data of all files in one network round trip. Compounds has been designed, standardized, and implemented. They are supported by most NFS v4 clients and servers. However, in reality, compounds are severely underused because of the limitation of POSIX file system API. To illustrate the limitation, let's count the number of lateral round trips when an NFS client, say Bob, read his bash RC file from his home directory. The communication between the NFS client and server will be like this. First, the client will use stat to check the home directory, which take 2 round trips. We have to wait until lookups are finished. Then, the client use the open system call to open the file. Again, the client has to wait for the open to finish before it can move on. Then, the client send out the read request one more time. It must wait for another round trip for the read to finish. And that's still not enough. The client has to send a close and wait for yet another long trip for the close to finish. In total, because of the synchronous low-level POSIX API, this simple task takes 5 round trips. This is true no matter how much network bandwidth we have. If you look carefully, you will see that each request is actually a compound with multiple operations inside. But only one of them is a significant operation, while the others are trivial ones such as put file handle and get file handle. So compounds are there, working fine, but they are not effectively used because of the API limitation, and this is the problem VNFS is trying to solve. To solve the problem we just explained, we need a batching file system API so that a simple file read is not divided into many micro operations that each incurs a network round trip. Our solution is to use a vectorized high-level file system API that essentially combines micro operations into a big compound. And not only that, we can even read multiple files in one network round trip as shown here. Note that the compound here contains all standard NFS v4 operations. So that means we do not require any changes to the protocol or the NFS v4 server. The first set of API proposed by VNFS is vread and vwrite. They are used for read and write many files. Unlike the standard system called readv and writev, they can be used for many non-contiguous offset of many files. And also vwrite can have atomic file appending when using a special offset. For both vread and vwrite, they can automatically add NFS open and close operation inside the same compound of the read and write so that we don't need extra long trip for opening and closing. And we use the standard NFS v4 state such as current file handle and current state ID to pass the state between the open and the following read and write. So both functions here use a structure called VIO, which internally has a vfile structure, identify a file either by path or directory. And of course, we have offset, length, data buffer, and a set of flags. And both functions accept an array of VIO structure, and that structure are used both for input and outputs. The second set of VPI is vGetEditors and vSetEditors. The former is used for get many attributes of many file, and the latter is doing the opposite. So vSetEditors is very useful for copying attributes of many files in applications like TAR and rsync. It combines the standard system call for changing attributes. The standard system call changes only one attribute at a time, which means for NFS that incurs one network round trip for each attribute of each file. However, with vSetEditors, we can set many attributes of many file in one network round trip. And both the Linux kernel and the standard NFS protocol are actually supporting setting multiple attributes in at one time. It's just the POSIX API doesn't allow so. Another set of API is vCopy and vSSCopy. Both are used for copying many files partly or entirely, and they can create destination files if necessary. vCopy is kind of a combination of vread and vwrite. They read from the source files, loading the data into buffer, and write the data into buffer to the destination files. vSSCopy is an optional optimization to vCopy. It uses a still in draft NFS 4.2 feature called server-side copy. That new feature introduces a new operation called copy, which allows file to be copied without really transferring data back and forth over the network. We have other operations, for example, vopen and vclose. They are useful for large files and also for maintaining close to open consistency of NFS. We have link operations. For example, we can use vsimlink to create a symlink tree of many files in one shot. We have directory operations. For example, we can use vmakedirectory to create a deep directory and all its parent directory in one network round trip. We also have vectorized version for remove and renaming file and directories. This is the architecture of VNFS. We implemented it in userland with a library and a client. The applications which used to use POSIX file system AI will instead use the vectorized API provided by our library. And the library will check if the files are indeed NFS v4 files. If not, they will just translate the vectorized operation to equivalent POSIX API calls. If yes, it will then call to the client, which will build large compounds and send that over the network to the server. We have implemented a prototype of VNFS, and our implementation is based on NFS Ganesha, an open source user space NFS server, which has a file system abstraction layer that is similar to virtual file system. On the client side, our client is based on NFS Ganesha proxy FSAAL, and we added NFS 4.1 support on top of that. And we also implemented a library that doing the translation for non-NFS v4 files. As an limitation, we currently don't have our client-side cache yet. On the server side, we run NFS Ganesha VFS FSAAL. Actually, any standard NFS v4 server will do. However, we implemented the still in draft feature for server-side copy and propose the atomic file appending on top of that. Our code is publicly available, and we added around 10,000 lines of code to NFS Ganesha. We evaluated VNFS using this setup, and the NFS server used an Intel SSD to store the files, and the analog latency between the client and server is about 0.2 milliseconds. And we use NATOM to emulate different networks by injecting delays. We compare the VNFS to the baseline, which is the Linux in kernel NFS 4.1 client. And we have also benchmarked VNFS using micro workloads and ported applications. And I will talk about this while the rest can be found in the paper. The first workload is copying the Linux source tree. And in this figure, only x-axis we have network latency from 0.2 milliseconds to 5.2. And the y-axis, the running time, the lower the better. The first bar showing here is the baseline in red. And the second is VNFS without server-side copy in green. And it served its VNFS with server-side copy in blue. So we can see, comparing to the baseline, even without server-side copy, we are reducing the running time by more than 4 times. When server-side copy is enabled, the running time is further reduced by 2 times. Overall, at a network latency of 5.2, we see we reduce the running time by 6.2 times. And note that for the baseline, it takes close to 50 minutes to copy the whole tree, while for us, it took only 48 seconds. So more are core utils benchmarks here. And this time, only x-axis is network latency again, but from 0.2 to 30.2. The y-axis is the speedup ratio, which is the relative speed of VNFS on top of the baseline. The higher, the better. The first workload is LS, recursive list in Linux source tree. And the second is copy the tree, but using symlinks. And the third is remove it. So as we can see, for all three workloads, VNFS is doing better than the baseline, regardless of network latency. And the overall trend is the higher network latency, the larger the improvement is. Comparing among those three workloads, LS improvement is only moderate, and that is because NFS is already optimized for read directory workloads. They have reader operation that piggyback a lot of attributes without introducing many network round trips. So our improvement is only moderate. However, for the other two, with large network latency, we can improve the performance by 2 orders of magnitude. So this is the lines of code we changed in order to porting core utils to use VNFS. And this is also public available. So far, all the workloads we have introduced are working on the Linux source tree, which contains a large number of small files, which is the ideal case for VNFS, because we can combine many small files, many small operations inside of one compound. So one may wonder, how will VNFS perform if the application or the workload has only limited number of operations to perform at a time? So we do a study about compounding degree. In this figure, the x-axis is the number of operations per VNFS API call. You can think about it as the number of files we are operating on at a time. And the y-axis, speedup ratio, the higher the better in log scale. So as we can see, even with only one file to operate at a time, VNFS still have some benefit sometimes. For example, for the set attributes 4, which is we set 4 attributes of a single file, it's improved because we are setting all of them in one network round trip instead of the standard will incur 4 network round trips. And the other showing improvement is read 1 4K file. This is improving because we're combining the open and close together with the read. And for the other two, which is write, is not showing improvement because the storage backend is actually bottleneck with this high speed network. And set attributes, only 1 attribute of file, nothing to compound, so no improvement. However, overall we see VNFS perform comparably or slightly better than baseline with only 1 file to operate per time. However, as the number of files increase, we see the performance of VNFS gets better. And especially with a large amount of files to operate at a time, we can improve the performance by up to 47 times. And also note that this is the experiments we've done in the 0.2 millisecond network, which is the fastest one. And if the network latency is higher, VNFS will perform better than shown here. We also benchmark the VNFS using FileBench, and again, on the x-axis is network latency from 0.2 to 5.2. So the first workload is the NFS server workload inside FileBench, and it emulates the single-threaded NFS server I/O activity. And in this workload, we are constantly getting a 4 to 5 times speed up regardless of network round trip, is because this light workloads, it's the only bottleneck is in the network round trips. And this workload has a compounding degree of around 4 and 5. So that's why we are constantly getting 4 and 5 improvement. The second workload is the file server inside FileBench. Its I/O activity is actually similar to the NFS server, but it contains 50 threads emulating one client at a time. And in this workload with 0.2 millisecond network latency, VNFS is doing slightly worse is because saving network round trip doesn't help much because this, in this scenario, the storage backend is the bottleneck. And also due to some user space implementation, we have some overhead. And the VMware is also multi-threaded, so it shows similar trend to the file server. We added around 769 in C to FileBench to port it. The last workload is an HTTP2 server. HTTP2 server has a feature called push, which allows the server to proactively push a set of web objects to the clients instead of waiting for the clients to request for them. So in this setup, we use the NFS server as the backend, storage backend of the HTTP server and measure the time it takes for the HTTP server to read and push a typical web page that contains 96 objects totaling around 2 megabytes. These data are from our statistic website and we'll have more details in the paper. And so we can see in the result figure, depending on the network latency, VNFS is from 3.5 to around 10 times better than the baseline. And we use NGHTTP2 for the server, and we added around 540 lines in C++ to port it. So to conclude, we proposed a set of vectorized file system API to take advantage of NFS v4 compound procedure without changing NFS protocols or servers. We implemented it in user space and ported the application to use it, and we found the porting was generally easy. And we benchmarked it and see it can improve performance by up to 200 times. And we also noticed that VNFS make NFS more usable in high latency network. In some scenario where workloads will take close to 1 hour, it now takes less than 1 minute to finish. So we have several limitations and future work. The first, we are still improving, working on a client-side cache. And also, with such a large number of operations per call, it might be inconvenient to handle errors that happen in the middle of the compound. So we are working on transactional compound that will enable a server to treat all the operations inside a compound as an atomic unit. And also currently, the server, when a server gets a compound with many operations, it still executes them one by one in sequential order. So a future work, once we get the atomic execution, we can actually choose to execute the independent operations inside one compound in parallel. That will greatly reduce the processing time on the server, and it will also take advantage of the high parallelism of modern flash devices. So with that, I'd like to take your questions. Thank you.
Nice work. Pradeep Kumar from George Washington University.
Thank you.
So there is a standard interface called POSIX Asynchronous I/O, which has been forgotten for long. So do you have any plan to integrate POSIX Asynchronous I/O, which provides vectored I/O as well?
I think many people still use Asynchronous I/O, but I think a limitation in that is, as far as I can tell, it's only for I/O. Not for metadata, but if you study the NFS traces, actually more than 50% of the operations are metadata operation. And actually, each metadata operation includes a network round trip, that make it really worse. And I think that's the limitation of AIO. That's why we do something different. And as of the plan to integrate, we don't have any near future plan, but if you show interest, we'll be glad to collaborate. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hi, Sudarshan, Wisconsin. That's nice work.
Thank you.
I was wondering, can you comment on the error handling of the independent operations? Does it become complex?
Yeah, so right now with the vectorized API, you can have or can operate on many files or many offsets of one file in one operation. But it's not a perfect world. Sometimes something failed, right? If something failed in the middle, and you need to figure that out and fix that or work around that. And with a large number of operations per compound, it might be inconvenient. However, if somehow the server can treat all the operations as an atomic unit, saying either you are going to succeed for all of them or fail for all of them, that will be super convenient for the client to use. So that's
thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Brad, over here.
Yeah, to your left.
Oh.
Hey, Brad Morey, Google. So I really like this work a lot. It's super pragmatic. It seems to have massive performance improvements and really good performance improvements in the sort of base cases. It seems like an obvious win. Somebody like Linus would be a huge fan because it's a big performance win. Have you tried to get it into the Linux kernel?
Not very hard. We talked to Christoph Helwig. So talk about, like, is there any proposed work in the kernel to add this kind of thing? And he mentioned AIO, and so I mentioned metadata. So he said, no. And I think I think it's like the Linux VFS has such great abstraction for like each operation. And it's one about POSIX and also about the VFS abstraction. And I don't think it's a small work. And I honestly don't have the expertise to work on that. So if they have some kernel support from those kernel developers, I will be really happy. But if not, I'm not going to take on that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, Peter Shaw, NetApp.
Hi.
I actually really like this work just because it's fun. It's nice to see somebody trying to take full advantage of compounds 15, 20 years.
Thank you.
With nobody trying it. I had a question about your future work. You talked about transactional compounds.
Uh-huh.
I'm curious if you've engaged at all with the NFS IETF working group to see if they're interested in putting it into the standard for whatever comes next.
Oh, that's a great suggestion. We haven't done that yet. Yes, if we need this atomic execution, it does require some changes to the standard protocol, because the current behavior of standard protocol is the compound will fail at the first failure of any operation inside. So if we add atomic execution, they will change the semantic. Yeah, I think that's a good suggestion. Thank you.
Sure, go ahead.
Hi. Rick Farrow. So isn't really the crux of this, though, the client side? Yeah, if the clients aren't taking advantage of this, and you know, how does a client know, oh, I'm going to open up bash rc and .login or .profile? So isn't that really the next problem after you solve this, the vectorization?
I'm sorry, can you repeat your last
question? Sure. Time? Okay, isn't that really the problem that right now you have a library you're using,
uh-huh,
and you would have to change every single application in order to use vectorization. Isn't that true?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but I think a good thing is modern applications are not really just using system calls directly. They use some sort of frameworks. There is a great Eurosys 2015 paper talking about like how many applications are still using those, especially legacy POSIX API calls. It turned out a lot of them are malicious code because nobody uses it and it's not tested. So so I think if we can integrate with some like standard library, that will greatly, because at least as a developer, when I try to read a small file, I always have a wrapper that will just load the file into a buffer instead of call each open, each close at a time. So I think that might be the future of simplify application to use it.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.